Welcome back to episode 6 of our Race Across New Zealand. The country's a board game, we do challenges to unlock routes, and right now, all eyes are on Wellington. The first team to complete the Wellington Challenge will be able to take the first ferry to the South Island a full 2 hours and 45 minutes before the next ferry. That is, if the team can get to the boat before noon, when boarding ends. Toby and I are slightly in the lead, but Ben and Adam are right on our tail, hoping to shoot us with a Nerf gun, which will freeze us for 30 minutes, which would cause both teams to miss the ferry, putting everyone on the 3:45 ferry and tying up the game. The Wellington Challenge, by the way, is to run for Prime Minister by creating a campaign video, making promises at 4 of the following 9 notable Wellington locations. Already not easy, but especially difficult because Ben and Adam hit us with a curse that means that if we use the letter E any time in the next 3 hours, we have to freeze in place for 5 minutes.
Plan words.
Plan words. Good. Words.
Okay, so like looking at all of the locations that they might possibly go to, there are 2 that are like right next to each other. The Wellington Museum and the Waterfront Walkway. They would have to be crazy not to go there.
Right. That's a really good idea. Okay. Make that our destination. I'm so nervous.
I'm so nervous too. They're in Wellington. They're at the Beehive right now.
They're already there?
But presumably, they're at the Beehive and they're trying to find a tie nearby. But it's okay. I mean, we're only 14 minutes.
I guess we didn't specify you had to buy a tie. They might have just found something they can use as a tie.
It's true.
Kia ora. I'm Toby, running for top job. If I win that job, I'll construct many good buildings that you'll say wow about. Okay.
Okay, I think they're back on the road.
Really?
Yeah. Shoot,
that was fast.
That was fast. Okay.
I think put on your disguise.
Park, walking, all.
Fast. Fast.
I'll look at our old stuff and put it on display for all to look at and think about.
Looks like they might be going out to the waterfront walkway now.
7 minutes, Ben.
Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
I don't know if we're gonna make it.
I'll build many amusing walks along our bay.
Come on! There we go, green light. 4 minutes away. 4 minutes. It's gonna be... No, red light, red light. No! Okay, 2 minutes. You might have to just jump out, Ben.
Fast, fast, fast. Now, now.
All Ben, all Adams from Waitangi Park. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Ooh. Car.
They're on this same street, like a block ahead.
Okay, keep an eye out for their car. We're so close. We're so close.
Good. Got.
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 What we're trying to say here is gate. See, even though we've filmed at our four locations, this challenge is not technically over until we pass through the challenge gate on the highway just before the entrance to the ferry. At that point, the game will essentially be paused. Basically, a mini rest period, except we're allowed to strategize until we reach the South Island.
Okay, and I think we're... That's them!
That's them, okay.
That's them, okay. That's okay. Them, okay. That's them.
Okay, hold
that's
on.
Them.
I'm gonna take off the wig so that they don't see that we're in disguise.
Okay, okay.
Whoa, wait.
Jump out, jump out, jump out.
No, no, they're in the car. Car.
Okay, okay, okay. Then we have to follow behind them.
Oh, no. Good.
D-O-N.
I good.
Okay, wait, does that mean that they...
Just keep following, keep following.
Wait, but if they're leading the waterfront, then that means that they might have gotten to four already and they're just going through the gate.
I just... No, like, all we can do is follow them.
Got.
Okay, the game is now neutralized. It's basically treated by like a rest period, so the curse is pushed until the other end of the ferry. But...
What a release.
Oh my god. Let's text them. Let them know that we officially just passed through the gate. Oh, they're not gonna like that.
So we missed them. So they're going to make the 1 p.m. ferry.
Seemingly, they're going to make the 1 p.m. ferry, which means that we're on the 3:45. One Nerf bullet and 5 coins.
That was critical. And that was decided by, once again, seconds. We should have just enough time to make it. Let's see what they're thinking in the background.
Not good.
Not ideal.
Hi.
23.
Thank you.
I think that's our boat.
Nice. The Kairahi. Big boat.
Here we go.
Very lovely one, but like 60 seconds. All right.
Well, we had a little lunch.
Yeah.
We're stressed.
Yeah, I'm pretty stressed.
Is how I would describe it.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
Much like Fleischman, we're in trouble.
That's a great reference, Adam.
Yeah, thank you. In a very similar way to Fleischman, that's the way, same way that we are, which is that we're in trouble. Did anybody watch Fleischman in Trouble? Any of our viewers big Fleischman heads?
Seems like really.
Fortunately, 20 minutes late, but still good margin.
Okay, well, we are now 2 hours and 45 minutes behind Sam and Toby, and we have 5 coins and a bullet. So the question is, how do we win the game?
A big question is just going to be, which way do they go? And we don't know yet.
Okay, so we have to decide now. Basically, there's one big west route and one big east route.
When we reach the South Island, after completing the first challenge in Picton, teams will face arguably the biggest decision point on the map, whether to go east or west. The west route is roughly 10 hours and 20 minutes of driving to the next convergence, with 8 challenges, but the challenges are, at least theoretically, faster and more reliable. The east route has a few options, but all of them save roughly an hour and a half worth of driving compared with the west route, plus there are fewer challenges. The thing is, the challenges are, at least theoretically, much harder and riskier. Christchurch could take hours to complete, and catching a fish in Kaikoura is a major gamble. Teams will have several chances to converge later, but this turn will be one of the most impactful decisions of the game.
We haven't spoken about it yet, but I have a big preference for one way. I wonder if you do as well.
I don't have a strong preference.
Oh, I'll tell you mine. Mine is to go on the east.
Okay.
To go that straight path, because even looking at the challenges, like you mentioned, they're kind of risky, they're kind of difficult, but I think they're doable, and that's our favorite word
I
for
think
a challenge.
So.
In my opinion, the smart move for them is to go west. The west route is longer. It actually has more challenges, but they're all easier, which means that proportionally less time will be spent doing challenges and more time will be spent driving, which means that following behind someone going west is not a very good plan because the driving time is the same. The only time you gain is the challenges, and the challenges are pretty short. Also because the east route involves catching a fish.
Yeah.
Which, as this show has shown many times, is much harder than
we caught a fish in this part of the world.
We did. It's true that we did do that. But that was pretty fluky. I don't know if we could do it again.
I think I'm pro east route. It's just, I'm really worried about fishing.
I'm worried about fishing too. To be honest, what I'd love to do is to skip fishing.
The thing about skipping challenges is not only do we get to skip it, but they still have to do it.
Yeah.
So
I think skipping the fish would be so good for us.
You know what I'm just realizing right now?
What?
They might go east and skip the fish.
Oh, they're going to skip the fish, aren't they?
They might skip the fish. I'm afraid that they might skip the fish.
That'd be a really smart move.
It would be a really smart move because it would put us in a position where we would have no good options.
Let's hope they don't skip the fish. We'll find out.
We have a very late ferry to go catch.
Yeah, and we want to get there as early as possible.
Adam, good news. Sea conditions today are light. We're like some of the very first people to get on the ferry.
This could be good. Again, maybe it'll take them a really long time to get off the ferry and score like another half hour.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like we've docked in
Picton.
So we have made it to the South Island. So we'll see when we get off. How the game restarts, essentially, this kind of mini rest period, will end the second we drive off of this boat. So at that point, we will have 35 minutes of curse continued, where we're not going to talk. Technically, we can talk, but we're not going to risk it. So all we have to do is our little boating challenge.
Dock a boat in Picton Memorial Park. Construct a small boat out of any material. On the beach, mark out a 1-foot dock. Using only your breath, guide the boat from a distance of 49 feet or 15 meters in the water into the dock.
But we've made a plan for that. We've taken advantage of this non-curse time to make a bit of a plan. Here we go. That was a long wait, but we're finally moving. My last words are, we're going to dock our boat faster than they docked this boat, right? Yes.
Because we couldn't dock then, I'm going to walk you through what happened next in VO. To make our boat, we went to Hammer Hardware, where we bought 2 sponges to serve as a buoyant base. Then we headed over to Picton Memorial Park, where we built our boat using a paint swatch and a pencil as a sail. Toby went out into the water and quickly determined that the boat was too big to be steered by blowing on it. We switched to the smaller sponge, tried again, and it immediately sunk. So we tried the big sponge without the sail, which didn't work at all, at which point someone walked up to us and asked,
"No."
And proceeded to tell us that there were stingrays in the water.
Stingray. Stingray.
We were already pretty sure the challenge would take longer than the 60-minute veto period, and the stingray was the last straw, so we were forced to decide.
No do. Not right.
V.
V? Okay. V?
Okay.
Okay.
So Ben and Adam's microphones got messed up on the boat, which means, good news, you get more VO. While we waited out our veto period, they had a blast. They did a snack zone, hung out on the deck, looked at cool islands, and were shocked and delighted when they realized that between docking, challenge time, and veto penalty, we'd been stuck on Picton for nearly 2 hours.
They're getting really close. I don't like this.
I saw that. That's why I started asking you that half a way ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should be able to get out of here on time, but we're not going to have basically any margin. That really sucks.
My ferry's going so fast. I don't know how. But
yeah, and ours was delayed. Theirs is early, and we basically just eroded all of our Wellington advantage. See that ship in the distance? That's Ben and Adam. All right. 6:42, let's go.
All right, well, close but not quite. They have now left.
But Picton is right there.
Picton. I mean, Picton's right there.
You're exactly right.
Looks like they're maybe 6 minutes out.
Welcome to Picton, gateway to the South Island. As the ship will be berthing shortly, those passengers with vehicles are asked to proceed to the vehicle base and prepare to drive.
Let's go. All right, we are getting to the official decision point. Are we going on the, keeping this wrong, east route? 100%?
100%. 100%. Why are we even talking about it?
Let's lock it in. I mean, I feel like at this point, Ben and Adam are almost certainly going to follow us. I'd be very surprised if they went the west route. It would be a bold play, and they might need to do a bold play at this point, but I think given that the gap has reduced so much, it probably makes sense for them to follow us from their perspective.
They've gone past
east.
Highway 6, so yeah, it looks like they're going east.
Okay.
Well, I think that means we're going west.
If they're going east, then they're going to skip the fish challenge. And if they're going to skip the fish challenge, then that means we have to do it. And I just think
yeah.
The odds of us pulling that off in enough time, it's just too big a risk.
We just hit more delays. We wouldn't be earning any coins.
No. And the thing is, and I don't know if they realize this, I think the west route is actually faster.
Yeah.
It's longer, but the challenges are much easier. You don't have to deal with Christchurch.
Okay.
West. We're going west.
Hopefully by the time they get off, it took us like a good, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes to get off. I would guess that they're going to be quicker because I think their boat was less busy, but still, hopefully it's, you know, a good 10, 15.
I mean, these people are moving.
These people are moving.
Feeling pretty good.
I mean, look, this room is emptying out in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, show. I mean, look, people are moving. I mean, it took them 40 minutes to get off the ferry.
But maybe there was some weird delay. Like maybe this is fast.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. I mean, look. That was not too bad at all.
That was not too bad.
I mean, now we're like, what? We're like 45 minutes behind him?
I mean, we thought he was going to be so much worse than that.
That's
crazy.
Good news. All right, west route, here we come.
So they just found out that we're going the west route. We're not following them. I wonder if they were expecting that.
Okay, Toby, I have some interesting news. They're going west.
No, they're not. They're just kidding with us.
No, they've done the turn.
They're coming back.
Interesting. Well, it doesn't seem like the right move, but it so doesn't seem like the right move that it almost makes me wonder if it is the right move and they're just smarter than us. I guess they're going to try to win this with, like, curses and stuff?
I don't know where they're going or what they're doing.
Old strategy.
As you all know, the next episode of Jetlag is up right now on Nebula because every single episode of Jetlag was released 1 week early on Nebula. But here's something you might not know.
Did you know that originally this channel was not going to be called Jetlag the Game? It was going to be called America the Game.
Yeehaw.
And actually, our internal Slack channel is still called America the Game because we can't change the name of it. The reason it was going to be called America the Game is that every game was going to take place in America because that's all we thought we'd be able to afford to do. And then towards the end, we were like, we should change it to Jetlag the Game because that opens us up to do more stuff in different places if we could ever afford it. And it turned out we were able to do those seasons a lot sooner than we expected because so many of you signed up on Nebula to support our show. And that's how we fund this entire thing.
What Nebula basically is it's a creator-founded and creator-run streaming site. And creator-owned, actually, too. Basically, myself and a bunch of other creators got together and we asked, you know, how do we make the best viewing experience for our audience? And we had a few different answers to that. You know, first of all, you know, easy answer, no ads, no sponsorships. It's a subscription-based service, so the revenue source is from the users themselves, which cuts out kind of like perverse incentives about, you know, just optimizing for, you know, purely for views rather than for how good the videos themselves are. Then, you know, we did other stuff. Like, we decided that, you know, some videos we'd upload early, like every single episode of Jetlag. And then we also decided to do original content. We call them Nebula Originals. We basically use the revenue that, you know, we generate from subscription fees to basically fund, like, big passion projects by creators. Like, what is the kind of thing that they would want to do but never had the money or resources to make? And then we just make it and put it on Nebula. And so it's a lot of creators' best work all on this platform, which I think is so cool. And there's even more. I don't have time to go into it all. But in all, you know, Nebula is the best viewing experience for Jetlag because, again, no sponsorships, no ads, 1 week early. We haven't even mentioned the layover, the podcast, you know, the exclusive podcast that we do every single week.
Podcast.
You know, reacting to a given episode. So it's the best viewing experience for Jetlag. And then it's the best viewing experience for, like, all these other creators too. Many of which, I mean, we actually know from our audience, like, crossover statistics. We know that many of these creators you already watch. So take a look.
The best way to sign up is through our link, nebula.tv/jetlag. And you could get $20 off an annual subscription. By signing up that way, you're supporting the show. Part of your subscription fee will go to us for as long as you stay subscribed. So that'll help support the show and keep everything running and help us fund bigger, more absurd seasons in the future.
Yep. So, episodes 1 week early, layover podcast, everything from other creators, to help support us, nether.tv/yellag. Thank you for signing up and goodbye.